Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Germany says it's evacuated its embassy staff from Haiti, along with other European Union diplomatic representatives, as the country descends into gang violence. The diplomats were taken by helicopter from the capital, Port-au-Prince, to the neighbouring Dominican Republic. Here's James Reid with the latest.
The evacuation of European diplomats came hours after the United States withdrew non-essential staff and reinforced security around its embassy in Port-au-Prince. The Haitian capital has been racked by violence, with armed gangs attacking the airport, police stations and prisons. They're demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, who hasn't been able to return from a trip abroad. The impact on ordinary Haitians has been disastrous, with reports of looting, rape and bodies lying in the streets. Plans to deploy a multinational security mission led by Kenya have been repeatedly delayed. On Monday, Jamaica will host a meeting of concerned nations to discuss the violence.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has criticised Pope Francis's remarks that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. He dismissed it as a distant assessment.
When the Russian evil started this war, all Ukrainians stood up. Christians, Muslims, Jews, everyone. I thank every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army. They are on the front line, protecting life and humanity. This is what the church is. It is together with people, not 2,500 kilometres away.
The Pope's comments have caused uproar in Ukraine. A Vatican spokesman clarified the Pope didn't mean outright surrender, but an end to hostilities through negotiations. Latest results from Portugal's snap parliamentary election suggest the centre-left Socialist Party and the centre-right Democratic Alliance are neck and neck. With nearly 98% of the votes counted, a late surge by the Socialists has brought the two parties closer together. The incumbent Socialist Prime Minister, António Costa, said he had hoped for a better result.
Obviously, this result falls short of what we had 2 years ago, of what we would have liked to have. But it's still too early to predict the final results.
Supports for the far-right Shaker Party has surged, which could turn it into a kingmaker. However, the centre-right has ruled out a deal with the anti-immigration party in order to govern. The snap election follows the resignation of Prime Minister António Costa after a corruption investigation. The Saudi king has used his Ramadan message to call on the international community to assume its responsibility in stopping what he said were brutal crimes against Palestinians in Gaza. King Salman added governments must act to provide safe humanitarian passages to the territory. It comes after President Biden said Benjamin Netanyahu's approach was hurting Israel more than helping it. BBC News. The British government has pledged $150 million over the next 4 years to boost protection for the country's Muslim population. It says the funding will bolster security at mosques and community centres and provide reassurance that anti-Muslim abuse won't be tolerated. The biggest night in film, the Oscars, is underway in Hollywood. The first award for Best Supporting Actress went to Devine Joy Randolph for her role in the boarding school comedy The Holdovers. The favourite for Best Picture is the atom bomb biopic Oppenheimer. Several news agencies have retracted a photograph of the Princess of Wales and her three children, saying it appears to have been manipulated. The photo of Princess Catherine was the first to be released by Kensington Palace since her surgery in January. It shows a discrepancy in the hand of their daughter, Princess Charlotte. The former US President Bill Clinton has returned to the same jazz club in the Czech capital Prague, where he played a saxophone given to him by the then president on his visit to the city 30 years ago. Rob Cameron has more details.
Bill Clinton playing a saxophone given to him moments earlier by Václav Havel is one of those iconic Prague moments of the early 90s, a time when music and politics mixed and anything seemed possible. 5 years later, the Czech Republic, along with Poland and Hungary, joined NATO, and the two men's close relationship certainly helped that happen. Now, Mr. Clinton is back in Prague to mark 25 years of membership, at a time when it's more valued by Czechs than ever. Stopped by reporters outside the Reduta Jazz Club, he said NATO expansion had been the right thing to do, and the war in Ukraine showed what happens when you don't stand up to empires.
Rob Cameron with that report. That's the latest BBC News.